show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, April 9th, 2012 here, getting into the month. It's very cold and wet out here in Hawaii. It's very, very unnerving. My wife got up this morning. She actually put on a jacket. It's just really, really cold at this time of year. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Dan, the man's in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. For those of you visiting the website, we did get it more or less back to where it was supposed to be. We worked through... Whoops, I am sorry. I forgot to turn off that little notification noise there. Too many buttons. Way too many buttons on this system. So anyway, we did get it back pretty much the way it's supposed to be. There are some problems. I have decided I am going to start... completely rebuilding the What Really Happened website from scratch, possibly even with a different content management system. I'm going to spend this week kind of evaluating them. I'm leaning toward WordPress because our hosting company says that's the one that people seem to have the least amount of difficulty and problems with. And right now, because I was unable to find somebody that could actually help me manage Drupal, and because I want to focus my time on content and editorial, and presenting the show to you, the listeners and readers, I've decided to basically consider a new content management system. And I know it'll be a headache and annoyance for people to have to learn a whole new system. But in the long run, I think it's going to be a good idea. It's time to sort of move on and find something that will provide more in terms of what we can offer to our readership as we grow the site. And we're looking at a different content management system. We're finally getting around to bringing MyCarSucks.com and MyStuffSucks.com to actual dynamic sites where you can post your complaints about consumer products, and we have somebody actually working on that right now, so that's probably going to finally come into existence here. All righty, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm going to start off with a couple of economic notes. I was watching the stock market this morning. It opened down. We're seeing obvious efforts by the plunge protection team to try and shove it up, and they're not successful. The bankers are worried right now over events that are transpiring in Greece following that suicide that took place in front of their parliament. And the suicide note called for the young people of Greece to start hanging the bankers and that temporary government the way Mussolini was hung upside down in the town square. It's starting to get very ugly over there. The possibility of a violent revolution is now very real. And, of course, this is making everybody nervous relative to all those credit default swaps and all of that debt that Goldman Sachs helped Papandreou's clandestinely run up and dump on the Greek people. And I think in their heart of hearts, most of the world's population and even the money junkies understand that the Greek people were not given a choice whether they were going to incur that debt or not. Of course, from the money junkies' point of view, the only reason to have a government is to plunge the people into debt to the bankers without their permission. If it was left up to the people, we'd live our lives without debt. So that's made them all very, very nervous. In California, right now, the record American price for gasoline is $7 a gallon. Now, that is out on Catalina Island, and there's a certain premium taking it 27 miles across the sea. But it is that's where gas prices are headed here. And it's not because gas is any more valuable. It's because of these sanctions on Iran, which are creating shortages, which are driving up gas prices. But it's a small price to pay to help Israel maintain a monopoly on the sale of nuclear technology around the world, especially that atomic bomb they tried to sell to South Africa here. Housing prices are down 40%. More and more Americans are underwater with their mortgages. And if the housing prices drop any more, we are going to see more people simply walking away from their mortgages. The government and the bankers are trying to artificially prop up housing prices. It isn't working. And I think we're on the edge of another crash here. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, and Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I remember this wonderful line from the third Godfather movie. Says, every time I try to get out, they pull me back in. And I'm beginning to feel that way about the Trayvon Martin case. I want to move on. I think it's being exploited for political gain, but, you know, I'm going to have to deal with it today because I was watching the corporate media and the hard sell is out there. They're selling this thing. They're building the suspense. What's going to happen? This is obviously a psychological operation on the people. As you probably heard this morning, the special prosecutor handling this question of whether George Zimmerman is going to be prosecuted or not is not going to put the case before a grand jury. Okay? And the corporate media is trying to say, oh, yes, she's willing to make the tough decision herself. Well, yes, legally that's her choice. But in a case like this where there is a great deal of public doubt about the situation, putting it in front of a grand jury, where you have this panel that is looking at it, is a good way to try and reduce the idea that there was a political bias involved, like influenced by George Zimmerman's daddy, the judge, Robert Zimmerman. So if you're trying to avoid controversy, you'd put it in front of the grand jury and let them take the heat for it. Oh, no, she is going to make that decision. And I think we're building up to a point where they're going to say, well, there's not enough to prosecute him in order to trigger race riots. Because Obama needs that. He needs racial discord to run on. I mean, look who's running against for president. Mitt Romney. They're virtually identical. They both won't make a decision without calling their good buddy Benjamin Netanyahu. They're both in favor of the wars. They both support Wall Street without any question whatsoever. What have they got to be different on? The only thing they've got is how they would handle the present racial strife. That's what they're all going to be campaigning on. Obama needs racial strife to re-galvanize support among black Americans because his support among the black population has been in decline because the black population is feeling the economic hardship and the losses from the war as much, if not more, as the white population. It's divide and conquer. They're fanning this thing as hard as they can. We've got these agent provocateurs posing as neo-Nazis doing armed patrols in Sanford. They're just trying to create this whole fear climate going out there. I'm surprised they haven't got the KKK out there with their little ghost costumes and the burning crosses. That'll be next. They've got the new Black Panthers out there, race war for Trayvon, which was supposed to happen today, so far hasn't, which is a good thing. And CNN is fanning the flames over this idea whether George Zimmerman said it is blanking cold or blanking racial epithet in this his police tape. And CNN's trying to say, well, we're really not sure. And they're using a very degraded, deteriorated copy of the tape. It sounds like it's been run through about 18 different format conversions to deteriorate. But if you get a clean copy of the tape, and if you bandpass it to take out the wind noise and the creaks from the phone itself, it's very clear what he's saying. But it's all about trying to give people something to argue about. And do you know what this is all about? And I hope you're smart enough to realize what's going on. The U.S. government understands you are all angry. You are all furious. You're feeling that rage, the same rage they saw in Egypt, the same rage they're seeing in Greece, the same rage they saw in Iceland. They know you're ready to unite together and stand in the streets against the money junkies and the power addicts in Washington, D.C. They know you're ready to do it. So what are they going to do? They can't fight you. They know that if a couple of million Americans march into Washington, D.C., the party's over. All they've got is to trick you into fighting each other, to turning the anger that you have against the money junkies and the war hawks and the Israel firsters and turn it against each other. And they've played this trick before. Back in the 1960s, you had the entire American people standing united against the war in Vietnam, what it was costing us in blood and gold. So what does the U.S. government do? Well, they send out the FBI to play dirty tricks to stir up racial discord. One of the worst and most obvious ones was called the Black Panther Coloring Book. I put a link up to that page on whatreallyhappened.com so you can go take a look at it. This was in the 1960s. This thing got printed up and it was mailed all across America to white neighborhoods. That should have warned us what this was all about. And it angered the white people against the blacks, and it just got us fighting against each other, which is exactly what the government wanted. And the money junkies and the war hawks kicked back, and they laughed at how silly the American people were and how easy it was to trick us into fighting amongst ourselves so that we forgot the real threat to the American way of life in Washington, D.C. and on Wall Street. And they laughed at you, at how easy it is to trick you into hating each other and fighting each other. Because they know you're really afraid of going up and fighting against the government, but you're okay with fighting your neighbors and your friends. All you need is an excuse, and that's what they're trying to provide. And they're doing it again with the Trayvon case. They're doing it. It's a desperation ploy to stop from uniting to fight against fascism by tricking them into fighting each other. Look what they did in Syria. Same thing. Kick up discord, get a civil war going, government falls. Or the Syrian people fall into the clutches of a new puppet ruler. So that's what's going on here again. And so for all of you listening to this show, I don't care what color you are, white, black, peach, taupe, mauve, plaid. I don't care. You're being played. You're being used. This Trayvon case is being used to take an American people who are angry with the disastrous performance of the government and Wall Street and fragment us, to fracture us, to divide us into little little warring camps and to sickness eating each other, fighting each other, killing each other. So the government can stand up and say, well, we must bring order to quell this racial discord. There's no racial discord. This is all manufactured for the benefit of the money junkies. That's what this is about. That's why there's such a hard sell. That's why all these incidents are happening. You know, that's why the media is just obsessively focused on this. They have been told, don't talk about the economy. Don't talk about Greece's failure. Don't ever mention what Iceland did to get out of their financial mess. Talk about race hate. Talk about fear. Talk about violence. Stir the pot. Fan the flames. The money junkies will not sleep soundly until the American people are at each other's throats in the streets. Can you hear their laughter yet? It's amazing. I want to have a little comment about the so-called neo-Nazis and the new Black Panther Party. When you were a child and you went out to play Cowboys and Indians or Cops and Robbers or any of those little games, did you want to be the Indians? Did you want to be the robbers? No, you wanted to be the good guys. You don't want to be the people who are supposed to lose, do you? You know, the big kids would be the good guys. If you were playing an Indian or the robber, it's because the big kids said, no, you got to do that. We want the good parts. Nobody wants to play the losers. And the Nazis lost World War II. And the name alone incites hatred and fear. Nobody is just going to get up in the morning and say, I think I'll be a Nazi. No, they don't. They're paid actors. They're manufactured by the FBI or ADL or whatever to go on out and manufacture the illusion of an enemy that you're all going to be afraid of. Think Wizard of Oz and his flaming papier-mâché head to scare Dorothy into going to do battle against the Wicked Witch of the West. And Dorothy was stupid to do that. Witches have air superiority. But that's what's going on. Ooh, beware of the Black Panthers. You know, we'll protect you from those evil black people. As long as you're willing to throw your children onto the war that we designate. And continue to give your money to the bankers. We'll protect you from the evil white people. As long as you continue to send your children to the wars we designate and continue to make your payments to the bankers. That's what it's all about. Nobody wants to be a Nazi. They're paid to be a Nazi. Back in the 1930s, the ADL actually got caught funding an American Nazi party so they could go around to donors and say, see, Nazism is coming here. We've got to have donations. Give us money and we'll save you from the Nazis. And it turned out the people running around screaming, I'm a Nazi, I'm a Nazi, were actually working for the ADL. Same thing today. They're playing the same dirty trick again. Adam Gadon, his real name is Adam Perlman. And he's the grandson of one of the founders of the ADL. And he's running around saying, I'm Al-Qaeda, I'm Al-Qaeda. And ADL's right behind him saying, oh, we got to have donations. Got to protect you from these evil people. It's a fraud. It's a scam. It's a lot of humbug. And they're playing you again. And they're playing you again because it worked before. And if it works again, they're going to say, oh, man, those people are so stupid. They fell for it the second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time. They're laughing at you. When you stand up and you pick up a stick or a brick or a rock and you aim it at your fellow American, the money junkies win and they are laughing at you. Look at the media and how hard they're trying to convince you that this Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case, one violent confrontation, just two people, is a cause for the entire nation to take arms up against each other. They're selling this. They're not reporting it. They're selling it. And they're out for blood. Your blood. Each other's blood. The thing they fear the most is that all Americans, black, white, gray, green, pink, peach, toper, mauve, are going to stand up and say, we're done with the wars. We're done with private central banking. We're done with a Congress and a president who absolutely ignore the people. We're done with vote fraud. We're starting over. We're hitting the reset button. We'll be right back after these commercials.
If you're you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Urban foxholes. Wholesale batteries. Common sense economics. MacGyver 101. Beekeeping 101. Shortwave and ham radios. Survival gardening. Buy your first farm. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopping. $8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. First time we take times in 15 days. Say, Bob and I, then, why don't we all go and bum, again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. Bum, 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 again. And leave her with two.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call. Mark in Texas. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, Mark, let me put you to the test here. You talk about acting and plays and whatnot. Let's put you in charge of central casting.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Reverend Wrights. We got the Jessies. We got the Black Panthers now. Who's going to play George Wallace in this next stage of the play?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure that they need a Wallace. I mean, they had that Tulsa shooting. That one's out there where they've arrested these white guys for going out and just shooting a bunch of black people, and the news is saying it may have been a hate crime. Well, yeah.
And you know the history of Tulsa and race relations, right?
What, I'm sorry, the history of which?
Tulsa and race relations.
Yes, very much so, very symbolic. There was that guy who hacked a highway sign to put, or we're told that's what happened. Hacked a highway sign to put up a Trayvon message. We're seeing all these little things happening all over the country, and the media is just obsessively focused on them. They're selling this idea. They're selling you the idea there's a race problem in this country. And this time last year, you would have said, well, race relations are a lot better than that. I mean, we voted a black guy into the White House. You know, race relations are pretty good. And all of a sudden, when he's running for reelection, race is a problem again. And I think behind that whole idea that Obama needs this to regalvanize his support is the fact that you know, our government understands we're all on the verge of a violent revolution in this country. And their only way that they can survive and perpetuate their power and continue their greed unabated is if we are tricked into fighting each other instead of fighting them. And that's what I think is really behind this whole Trayvon Martin Zimmerman thing. I don't care how good a judge Zimmerman is. He doesn't have the political juice to bring this kind of media attention and focus on the case. And I, especially with this announcement by the prosecutor that they're not going to involve the grand jury, that does not bode well to me. I think given all the facts that we have in the case, a grand jury would probably say he at least gets his day in court. And so I'm beginning to suspect that this prosecutor is setting the stage for a dramatic announcement that they're not going to prosecute Zimmerman, whereupon we'll have all these FBI undercover informants in the black community start running around setting fires.
Well, you know, there was
will have his race crisis.
There was that one pastor down in Florida, excuse me, that had somewhat damaged goods. Remember that yahoo that was burning the Quran and whatnot? He's been real silent lately. There's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put it past them. They got to have a George Wallace, or they got to create one. That's all I'm trying to say to you.
That's a distinct possibility. I'm not ruling it out.
To fully develop the plot must thicken. It's got to thicken a little more. And let's just wait and see who they drag you out. This is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of yourself.
Can't rule it out. It's a good possibility. You got to have a good one. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, cannot rule it out, and here's the part that's really frustrating and dangerous. The propagandists in Washington, D.C. and the FBI who are trying to create this racial crisis for Obama and to basically distract America from the real cause of the decline of our standards of living, Wall Street and Washington, D.C., if they don't get the riots this week, they'll do something else next week. And if that doesn't work to get the riots, they'll do something a little more offensive. And then after, they'll keep going until they get what they want. And the only time they're going to stop without getting the riots is if they come to understand that we the people of the United States of America, all of us together, realize that all of these incidents, these shootings, these hacking of the signs, all of this stuff is a manufactured propaganda war to trick us out of our righteous anger against Wall Street and Washington, D.C., and into squabbling amongst ourselves, which keeps us helpless and subservient and weak. And that's really what's going on here. Boy, this is one of those times where we need a new Malcolm X who's going to stand up there and say, what you're doing helps the other side, so stop doing it. That's definitely, you know, or Dr. King. Boy, do we need another Dr. King right now. And Jesse Jackson and Jesse Jackson Jr. and Sharpton are not it. We need somebody to stand up and say, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. This is not a divide of black and white and red and green and yellow and turquoise. This is the 1% money power junkies and all of us slaves. We're all of us slaves to the Federal Reserve and to Wall Street and Washington, D.C. Another week you're filing your 1040 form, you'll be reminded of just how much of a slave you are. And so the masters are trying to get the slaves to fight amongst themselves so we don't stand up and throw off the chains. That's what this is all about. Another call on the phone. Jack in Massachusetts. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. You raised a question about the USDA last week about getting rid of meat inspectors.
The chicken inspectors.
Chicken inspectors, not meat, though, right?
Well, chicken is a meat, but the article that we put up there was specifically that they were letting go the USDA's chicken inspectors and relying on the self-policing by the poultry producers themselves. And the poultry producers are not hiring inspectors. They're simply telling their line workers, if you see something that looks kind of funny, throw it in the trash bin.
Okay,
and
so
that has not worked.
Poultry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Jack. We'll be right back after the word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sunday won't pass, this economy's in a mess. Seems like every local company's singing the theme from Exodus. Maybe a recruiter could figure out how it qualify as an army of one.
Oh yeah, at 36, sure, that's gonna work.
Just another disgruntled executive with a gun. I've got.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And that, of course, is Downsized Blues, my lovely wife, Claire. We have a video attached to it. Just go on out to YouTube and search Downsized Blues. And I know there are a couple of songs that have the same or similar titles, but obviously you're looking for the one by Claire Rivero here. Now then. Now that Mitt Romney is the presumed GOP candidate, by hook and by crook, mostly by crook, he is now coming clean. You know, Mr. Etch-a-Sketch himself, you know, now that he's the candidate, they've turned him over, given him good shakes, so he's starting all over again, and he's come out proclaiming what a lifelong good friend he has been with Benjamin Netanyahu. Imagine my surprise at that. So once again, we're going into the November election with our choice between Israeli toady number one and Israeli toady number two. And I'm not at all happy about that, and neither should you be. Funny how Romney wasn't singing the praises of his love for Netanyahu up until this point. He alluded to it a little bit, but now he's proclaiming for all the world to see And basically, from now through November, it's going to be a contest between Obama and Romney as to who can bend over for Israel more and deeper. I love Israel. No, I love it more than you do. No, you don't. I love it more than you. And they're going to go back and forth about this thing, and lost in all of that, of course, is the important question. How much do these guys love America? Because that never seems to get dealt with, in my opinion. It's always about, I'm the biggest friend to Israel. I'm the bigger friend. Well, if you're a friend of Israel, move there. No government can serve two masters. No politician can serve two masters. And a government or a politician that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. A friend to Israel is no friend to America. Not after the USS Liberty. Not after the attack on the aid flotilla. Not after the AIPAC spy scandal. Not after the Mossad agents are cheering and clapping and high-fiving as the World Trade Towers collapse. America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And the fact that we're going into yet another election with nothing but Israel's anointed candidates to vote for tells me that this nation is absolutely doomed. Here's a little interesting story. You want to know why the government is as messed up as they are? Apparently, the GSA, General Services Administration, had a little bit of a employee morale building thing out in Las Vegas, cost $823,000. And they hired a mind reader as an entertainer, walking around saying, I predict you'll become rich and famous or not. Now, I know that mind readers are popular entertainment and psychics and so forth and so on, but this is on the taxpayer dime. They made you pay for this huge, expensive getaway to Las Vegas for these federal employees and hired this mind reader for $3,000 plus expenses to fly him in to walk around the pool and say, I'm seeing the color red. Don't it make you proud to be an American to see your tax money being spent like this by the government? Just keep that in mind as you're filling out those tax forms or the request for extension this week here. Over in Greece, it is starting to show signs of breaking down into violence here, albeit a little low-key. Apparently, protesters broke into a Greek TV station, network station, into the newsroom during a news broadcast, and pelted the people on air with eggs and yogurt. I give it that little Greek flavor. And apparently the Greek people are fed up with the lies coming to them through their corporate media, just as we're getting fed up with the lies coming from our corporate media. We're seeing the emergence of a huge black market all over Greece. Why is there a black market? Well, because the white market serves the money junkies. It serves the bankers. It serves the government. And the black market is seen as a way to conduct the business necessary for survival without having to give a piece of the action. And it's like the old mafia thing. You've got to give us a piece of the action. Piece of the action here. Want a newspaper? We get a piece of the action. Want to buy fruit? You get a piece of the action. Money junkie thinking. Anyway, the Syntagma Square suicide has apparently galvanized the population, especially with the last part of the suicide note, which basically called on the people of Greece to hang their government. They might be getting ready to do it, which would certainly explain the performance of the stock market today. Despite the best efforts of the money junkies, it looks like it's going to end up in there. I mean, I'm looking at the chart. You can see them. Push. We got to get it up in the green. We can't let the investors know that there's a problem. Because that stock market, that Dow, is the only banner they have left to wave about what a good economy is, about how much recovery there is. And Bill Clinton did exactly the same thing. The economy was just absolutely destroyed. And they balanced the federal budget by looting Social Security. The PPT ran up the stock market, and that became the banner for the reelection. It's the economy, see? The stock market's doing great. And now that's your only gas gauge. If the stock market is doing good, then the economy is healthy, and if you're having problems, it's your fault. Don't blame us. Don't punish us for your own mistakes when you go to those ballot boxes. That's what's going on here. Now, despite notes of optimism last week about Obama sending messages to Iran that he's willing to accept a peaceful nuclear program after all, and some of the carriers departed the Gulf, it looks like somebody made a phone call over the weekend, because now all of a sudden the Iran rhetoric is cranked right back up again. It appears that Netanyahu has laid down the law that America must go to war with Tehran. Netanyahu talks about striking Iran himself, but they don't want to do it. Their strategy has always been to get the Americans to spend our money and our children to do Israel's dirty work, like they did in Iraq. So now the U.S. is starting to play a typically Israeli negotiating game, which is to say, we're willing to talk, but we have preconditions, things you must agree to before we will even sit down and talk with you. And, of course, it's all about dismantling their nuclear power station, taking all of their uranium and just shipping it out of Iran. And these are completely unacceptable things. Iran would never accept them. They're outrageous demands in the face of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And by the way, in making these demands, the United States has now violated the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So when you hear all this talk about, you know, respect for international obligations, it's the United States that has failed to live up to its international obligations as set forth in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So they come out with all these preconditions that Iran must agree to before the talks will even happen, and then when Iran says, that's nonsense, we're not going to tear down this power station, we only just now got it running. And that allows Israel and the United States to say, we wanted to talk, but Iran pulled the plug on the deal. Refused to make a few small little concessions in the interests of world peace. And it's very obvious that's where what they're doing. I mean, Israel has already come out and said it's satisfied that Iran rejected these preconditions. They're happy because now it means we can go bomb them and say it's all their fault. That's why they made the demand so unrealistic to start with, so that Iran would reject them. And now Israel can say, well, see, Iran doesn't really want to talk, and they're not willing to make any concessions. Therefore, we have to go bomb them. And once Israel starts the war, then Israel will turn around to America and say, oh, okay, your children are now up. We went in and we kicked over the hornet's nest, and now your children have to go clean up the hornets. Basically what they're going to saying here. Now, as you're probably aware, I have commented at my website and in the radio show that a great deal of Israel's religious history, on which they base their public policy, especially that of expansionism, and this idea of saying this land belongs to us from biblical times, is not supported by the actual scientific evidence. They keep coming up with these very convincing frauds, like the pomegranate temple staff ornament, the Jehoash tablet, the ossuaries, the bone boxes. Simcha Yaakovovich was running around with this last one, saying we found the tomb of Jesus' family, and they've been harping that one for about 5-6 years now, and it's already been discredited. But they're still out there trying to play these games to say, oh, see, the history of this place is it's all us and not them. So there was a rather interesting story in Haaretz, in Israeli media, by an historian in Israel who basically admits there is absolutely no historical evidence that says the story of Exodus happened the way it's told in the religious texts. And then he goes on to say, but, you know, because this belief forms such a core of our identity and our victimhood, we really ought to go on believing in it anyway, even if history doesn't back us up, which is kind of a very dishonest thing to do. It reminds me very much of when Judge James C. Fox, in Sullivan versus United States, he admits on the court record the 16th Amendment, which created the personal income tax, was never actually ratified. And then he goes on to say, but you know something, it's so essential to the federal government doing its business, we just pretend that it was ratified. All of these hoaxes and stuff. Now, if all we were talking about with regard to Israel was what their religious beliefs are, I would say that's fine and good. If they want to believe something that is a complete fantasy, that they're hardly alone in that one. But in this case, the political ramifications of these ancient stories are very real, because Israel's expansionist policy and its desire to seize the land of the Palestinians are all based on these claims from the Old Testament or the Torah. And now you've got even Israeli historians saying, well, you know, it didn't really happen that way. It's just a pleasant little metaphorical story. But, you know, it's the core of our identity, and so we're going to go on stealing people's land. And it's just, do you really want to base your entire culture on a lie? And I know many groups and cultures and identities and especially collective identities are based on myths and legends that have no basis in fact. But I would like to think that at the dawn of the 21st century, that maybe civilization would have evolved to the point where we can stop living in an age of lies and darkness instead of descending back into a new one, which is, I fear, what is actually happening right now. Anyway, getting back to this situation in Iran, remember that so-called terrorist group, the MEK, which provided the laptop of death, which formed the core of this whole idea that Iran needs to be destroyed? It turns out the Pentagon was training these people out in Nevada to use against Iran. These are the MEK is a U.S.-created, backed, sponsored group. So, of course, they're going to be in Iran saying, oh, yes, we found evidence of weapons of mass destruction. It's just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. Right now, the corporate media, the only thing that you can really trust that the corporate media is telling you is the weather report and the sports scores, and they're not even all that good on the weather report, especially since the whole global warming Al Gore thing came along. All righty, moving right along here. There's been another video that has surfaced showing U.S. contractors from Academy, formerly XE, formerly Blackwater USA, formerly Blackwater Worldwide. They keep changing their name so that people don't accumulate a lot of negative information about them. But apparently there's a new leaked video of these mercenaries just driving through the streets of Baghdad, shooting their machine guns in random directions. You know, ah, ha, ha, isn't this fun? I think by any reasonable definition, that's an act of terrorism to just drive around randomly killing people to keep them in their homes. Meanwhile, Hillary is out there saying that the United States is likely to intervene in Syria because, after all, they're killing their own and each other. Well, they're killing their own and each other because the U.S. and Israel have been smuggling weapons and mercenaries in there and fanning the flames of a coup d'etat. Earlier today on the news, they were saying the ceasefire in Syria has failed because the violence continues. Yeah, because the hired mercenaries are continuing the violence. Assad last week pulled the tanks out of the towns, and he said, we will honor the ceasefire. And so word went out to the coup d'etat, you got to keep the bloodbath going, or we're not going to have an excuse to come in and invade. That's what this is all about. Now, there's one bit of interesting news coming out of Syria that may change the situation dramatically. Apparently, the Syrian army captured 277 of these coup d'etat plotters. Whether they're actual Syrians or whether they caught some foreign nationals has not yet been revealed. But if they caught foreign nationals and if they find out where those foreign nationals came from and who's paying the bills, this whole hoax to justify the invasion of another Middle Eastern country by the United States government may explode in their faces. Maybe another reason for them to be trying to stir up race riots so that people aren't paying attention as all these propaganda frauds to justify this new world war keep unraveling here. The Israeli military is practicing to invade Lebanon again. Apparently they did not learn much from that last failed effort to reach the Litani River. But it's basically they're getting ready to invade again. They're going to say, oh, it's Hezbollah's fault. But we know what the real goal is there. Israel's running out of water. They want to bring more people in to live in Israel or the lands they're taking from the Palestinian. They know the Palestinians don't have a lot of water by design. And as they take over the Palestinians' land, they got to bring more water in so that there's a reasonable standard of living. And they need that Litani River. Apparently, they decided it's not really feasible to run a pipeline all the way over to Libya to take advantage of that wonderful water system that Gaddafi had built that was just turning Libya green. So, there's been another explosion of the pipeline that is carrying Egyptian natural gas to Israel. Remember, there's a big stink brewing among the Egyptian people when they kicked out Mubarak. One of the reasons they kicked him out was Mubarak had this sweetheart deal with the U.S. and Israel to sell Israel Egypt's natural gas at below market prices. Very inexpensive supply. Of energy. And when the revolution happened in Egypt and the nuclear, well, you're going to have to pay fair market prices for the gas. You want our gas, we'll sell it to you. You want our oil, we'll sell it to you. But you're going to pay the same price that anybody else would. And of course, Israel goes, harumph, harumph, that can't be allowed to stand. And so the U.S. came in and basically exerted pressure on the new government of Egypt so that it started acting like the old government of Egypt and started shipping Egypt's natural gas to Israel at below market rates. And of course, the people of Egypt didn't get rid of the old government of Egypt to see the new government act like the old government. And apparently somebody's upset because that pipeline keeps getting bombed. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, of course, everybody is fanning the story over this North Korea rocket launch. Now, the story coming out of North Korea is this is a rocket to put a satellite into orbit. Ooh, there's a headline news for you. And yet the American media are trying to say it could be used to deliver a nuclear weapon. It could be used for evil, nefarious purposes. Therefore, we ought to be concerned. No, not really. Not really. In the American space program, prior to Apollo, which had its own purpose-built launchers, the Saturn series, every American spaceflight, manned and unmanned, used rockets that were designed to hurl nuclear weapons of mass destruction at other countries. And the United States, to this date, remains the only nation to have actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on other countries. And nobody made a big deal about that. In fact, everybody said, yeah, great idea. Let's take these bomb lofters and let's put them to some other purpose. Let's use them up with Earth observation satellites and Mercury and Gemini and Surveyor to the Moon and all this other cool stuff. Far better to use them there. But in the current fear-mongering climate here in the United States of America, anything that anybody is doing could have an evil purpose. I'll tell you what's going on here. The U.S. government wants you to forget that America has lost its preeminence in space. We have to go to the Russians to get rides to our own space station. A lot of our rockets are starting to blow up. We're having to go to private contractors. North Korea is out there putting a satellite into orbit. Maybe. They haven't had a lot of luck with that particular launcher. North Korea has allowed the world's media in to examine the rocket, make sure, yeah, that's a satellite up there. It's not a nuclear weapon. And to witness the launch, which is very risky because, again, North Korea's reliability with those particular missiles are not good. But they're basically handling this whole thing above board. And the U.S. is out there saying, could be used for evil purpose. Well, you know something? Anything on this planet can be used for evil purpose. Fast food can be used for evil purpose. According to some people, already is. Should we ban screwdrivers because screwdrivers are used to build nuclear weapons? Should we ban baseball bats because of the people who get bludgeoned to death with them? We need to stop saying that science and technology are evil in and of themselves and say that people are evil. Nuclear power isn't the problem. The money junkies cutting safety corners are the problem. Rockets putting satellites into orbit aren't the problem. It's the people who say, let's use that technology to inflict harm. That's the problem. We need to put the idea of good and evil back onto people, not on the tools, and recognize that people who seek positions of power and wealth very often are not the kind of people we should allow to have positions of wealth and power. We're going to take a break for station identification. And we'll be back with hour number two of our show. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.